maybe you've noticed the stairs, the groceries, everything that's not as easy as they used to be. And you're starting to wonder, what would it look like to get a little help? At Care.com, asking for support doesn't mean giving up independence. The right kind of help lets you stay in charge. Whether you know what kind of care you need or you're just starting to look, Care.com is here to help. You can find background-checked in-home caregivers who fit your budget, or explore senior living communities at your own pace. Read reviews, request tours, compare options. And if it all feels overwhelming, our senior care advisors, all master's-level social workers, can help you create a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
Welcome to Sexology, a podcast that untangles the science of sex and pleasure. And now, with this week's episode, your host, clinical psychologist, Dr. Nazanin Moali.
Hello there. Welcome back to another episode of the Sexology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nazanin Moali. And today's episode invites you into a very different way of thinking about healing, pleasure, and embodiment. But before we dive into today's episode, I have an invitation for you. If you're single and living in California and tired of dating apps that go nowhere, I want to tell you about LA Love Lab. It's a company I co-created with my colleague, another psychologist. It's a matchmaking experience designed to help you meet people with intention, curiosity, and emotional readiness, not endless swiping. Our events are thoughtfully curated, grounded in psychology, and focus on real connection. You'll engage in guided activities that help you assess compatibility, communication, and chemistry in a way that actually feels human. If you're ready for dating that feels more aligned, meaningful, and fun, you can apply using the link in the show notes. Today's episode is one of my favorite conversations that I had so far. One of the reasons is I have two colleagues that I deeply respect on this show, and we're going to talk about something very intriguing, which is swimming with dolphins. My guests are Amy Quinn and Malia Carvalho, two healers and guides whose work lives at the intersection of sexuality, somatic healing, psychedelic, and swimming with dolphins. In this conversation, we talk about moments when sexuality itself became healing for these colleagues. We're going to talk about how they cultivated confidence and a deeper sense of connection to the body through these embodied experiences. We also explore how nonverbal communication through sound, vibration, touch, and movement can teach us something profound about sex, desire, and emotional intimacy. If you're curious about pleasure as a healing force, embodiment beyond words, or what it means to feel truly at home in your body again, this episode will stretch your imagination in the most beautiful way. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sexology Podcast. I am so excited to welcome two of the most empowering women in my community. These are amazing healers. So I'm excited to have this conversation with them. I want to welcome Amy Quinn and Malia Carvalho. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
Well, I am. For our listeners that they don't know about your background, I know, Amy, you're a licensed social worker, and I know, Malia, you've been in the healing realm for many decades now, although you're super young. So can you tell us a little bit about how did you arrive to this place?
So my journey is, I mean, I could go on and on, but it was 11-11-11. And I got hired at my first therapeutic massage job. And so it all started with therapeutic massage and then weaved into yoga. I had my first plant medicine ceremony with ayahuasca, Mama Ayahuasca, in 2016. And this was just about a month after swimming with the wild dolphins in Hawaii for the first time, which was exactly 10 years ago. And so I had this beautiful swim with the wild dolphins. I was going through so much in my life at this point. And I had this experience where I dove down with them. And it was just a friend and I swimming offshore. And there are about 200 or 300 of them just offshore. And about 50 of them came back. And I dove down with my long freediving fins. And I looked around and they had formed a circle around me. And they just telepathically, I just had this sense that I was going to be okay. They told me, it's okay, you're going to be okay. And then a month later, I had my first ayahuasca experience. And it was mystical. It was connected. I had this whole beautiful divine experience of opening my sexuality. I had an orgasm on every single energy center. So everything from the body all the way through the heart to the third eye, a visionary experience. And I was connected back into my feminine. I had been kind of resisting and suppressing, kind of going into another story, but I had been even taking herbal testosterone and I thought that I wanted to transition for a while. And so nobody would guess that about me at this point now in my life, 10 years later. And so I got very connected to my feminine, my sexuality. And then from there, I went and started to go into Tantra, which has been a huge spectrum of everything from very sensual with couples, men, women in the flesh, kind of going into more somatic intimacy work. And so I basically got this message on this first couple of ceremonies that Mama Ayahuasca is this master tantrika, and I am to kind of share this mind-body connection, healing sexuality, helping people overcome societal shame, religious shame, just all of these things, past traumas through the body, through loving the body. It's not always about the flesh and about sex, but that's why all these modalities weave into each other so well. We don't have to be having sex. We're swimming with the dolphins, you know, we're maybe having a psychedelic experience, or we are having a beautiful intimate experience with a partner. But through all of this, through my whole journey, I have found how all of these elements weave together so beautifully and become such a healing experience.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. For our listeners that they might not know, we recently were on this retreat that Amy created for us with Dolphin Assisted experience, and I had the pleasure of like spending time on the boat, which is so wonderful and fun. Like, I get horrible motion sickness, but that was one of the best experiences because I got a chance to hear people's stories. And I know Malia, when like, because I knew that you have this beautiful healing practice, but when we were chatting, I was like, this woman is just so wise. She has so many pearls of wisdom and so many different healing experiences. That's why I thought it would be fabulous to have you in the show and talk about some of them. And Amy, my dear, like, I love you. You're like my sister. So can you tell us a little bit about how did you arrive in this place of working with dolphins, offering psychedelic assisted therapy? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Sure. I don't know about you guys, but I had tingles all over my body while Malia was sharing her story. It's just so, it ignites so much. The dolphins and I first connected when I was just 3 years old. And there was just this beautiful, organic, mutual connection of like, I see you, I fully accept all that you are. And from that moment on, I knew they were going to be a part of my life forever. And they have been. I grew up in the Catholic religion, have some religious trauma, but have a strong connection to God and just kind of this spiritual creator that is way bigger than in this realm. And the dolphins kind of ignite that in such a unshaming way. So I got to experience just feeling kind of this sensual desire, erotic expression when I would be swimming with them as a dolphin trainer. They participate in sex all the time. And it's not just for reproduction. It's part of kind of like a social communication way of communicating. And And that was a beautiful mirror of there needs to be no shame around sex, around intimacy, around feeling pleasure. And I started getting more curious and exploring throughout my life with many different partners and trying not to feel shame. But there's a lot of stigma, you know, being raised in a religion that has a lot of shame around premarital sex. But there was a part of me that I was like, this doesn't feel right. You know, we were given this beautiful gift of, you know, pleasure and connection. We're supposed to be using it, not shaming or judging one another. So I love how the dolphins are a beautiful parallel to that non-judgmental stance and expression of playfulness and teasing and more exciting, thrilling conversations that we can have like in this human realm. And the psychedelic assisted psychotherapy was very healing from my religious trauma, just, you know, negative belief systems of, you know, you are just a joy in this world and just feeling fully like full of love and self-acceptance in your body and the flesh and your connection with the higher realm and your connection with people and all is well. So what I love about all of these different areas is that there is this joy and this releasing of shame when it comes to talking about pleasure and intimacy and loving the flesh, the body, and being able to talk about all the things that we desire in a way that's fun and playful. So all of those things are my favorite things to talk about. And I created these Wild Dolphin Wellness Retreats because they create a lot of joy. We live in a society that is very difficult and challenging, and we need to have more access to what can cultivate more joy. And dolphins really provide that, as well as the water. So the water really softens the body and creates this kind of sensual touch that holds you. So I think with all of these elements, there's more conversations. Like our retreat, we were called the vulvas. You know, and we went skinny dipping and, you know, so there's just this free self-expression that kind of opens us up to having more beautiful conversations about the things that we are desiring in our life.
Absolutely. And I agree with you, like accessing joy, experiencing pleasure is something that in our society we put down. Like, it's just something that, like, you know, if you're a educated, smart person, that's not something that you lean into. But pleasure is a form of activism, and eroticism, sexuality can be very healing and fun and a corrective experience. Do you guys, if you are comfortable, can you share a little bit about the experience you had in your work, whether with yourself or with a client, that you experienced that healing power of pleasure and connection?
Okay. I am a certified eating disorder specialist. So I get so excited when my clients are healing from the disordered behaviors that really limit their capacity to feel attunement and connection to their sexual desire, their libido. That kind of really turns off when there's malnourishment or such disconnection from the body. And so when we're in more of a healing, sustaining place where the body is getting appropriate nutrition and the self-dialogue is more affirmative, it's so exciting when my clients are like, I am really interested in having sex now. And we're like, hooray, hooray, this is so exciting. And so we start working on how to experience pleasure with themselves. So masturbation and a lot of times they're like, I don't even know like what to do or what I like. And so exploring with different toys. I know I've talked to you, Nods, about different types of toys, and I love Uber Lube. Like, that is the best, luxurious lube ever. So I always recommend that. And so it's very exciting when this part of them that felt maybe broken or like it's not going to be a reality really comes alive again. So I love that.
Absolutely. You know, what's interesting, I get the referrals because I'm also in an eating disorder world from individuals who are interested in sex. So like I hear that people are coming and saying like, I don't know why I married my partner. Like I'm into this like kinky, all the fun adventures experiences. And back then when the focus was on restriction, pleasure, all of that, I was in a relationship with that, right? I was in a relationship fully present. And when they arrive to their sexuality, it's a sign that I'm connected with myself, with world, and that can be very healing and eye-opening experience. I know you guys both had tons of experience with dolphins. And before doing this retreat with you, Amy, I didn't know, like I never had experiences with wild animals in their own environment that they want to come and play. And I got this opportunity, thanks to your retreat, to see that this fluidity, play, sensuality, this natural part of dolphin interaction, which is fascinating. So what do you think about how does being in the water with dolphins impacts people's relationship with their own erotic energy, being kind of immersed in that environment?
So dolphins embody a kind of uninhibited, judgment-free aliveness that sometimes humans rarely give themselves permission to feel. Because of the stigma, the judgment, the shame, it can really get in the way and create these barriers. So in the wild, the sexual behavior serves many different functions beyond the reproduction, like I was saying. So it's all about bonding, a way of communication, relieving stress, emotional regulation, and actually social learning. And scientists even compare their social sexuality to, they're called bonobos, which is kind of like a social glue. So I love to say like, and I talk about this with my husband too, like our sex is like our glue, right? To the intimate relationship, to our covenant of marriage. It creates this just beautiful, intimate connection. And we don't really have to talk about it. It's more of like, what I love about dolphins too, it's not always about communication, right? There's sometimes too many words and then we get kind of distracted. It's more about kind of feeling in and connection through body language, eye contact, sound. I love sound. So the dolphins, they have this beautiful healing energy through sound and their sonar, which can help actually regenerate impaired cells in our body to generate new cell growth, that neuroplasticity, which is similar to psychedelics. So I like, and I did talks about dolphin assisted therapy and psychedelics for healing of eating disorders, trauma, and anxiety because of the neuroplasticity that happens for both the plant medicine and with dolphins and their sonar. But when our clients are witnessing dolphins being expressive and playful and embodied without shame, like something really softens. And then the conversation around sex, right, becomes more natural and curious and open. And then we start having conversations about their own desires, their own pleasures, and their own capacity of connection. And I'm sure, you also have some too.
Yeah. So there's also the experience of being with the dolphins in the water. And then there's our very somatic being with the body of from the body experience of the entire thing. And all of it can mirror the sexual experience and the psychedelic experience. Imagine, you know, you've been on this boat and you have the sun beaming down on your skin. And then you have that excitement. You see the dolphins and you're going to go into this crystal clear water and you're getting ready. And then you dive in and there's that little bit of coolness. It's Florida. So, or, you know, Florida water. So it's warm, but still there's a little bit of that switch. And then you're under and then you might have a lot of butterflies, a lot of tingles and all of this excitement well up, maybe even a little bit of anxiety because there's, you know, excitement and anxiety can kind of go bridge over the other. And then maybe you see these beings underwater and then you might dive down. So you inhale, you hold your breath, you dive down, then you have that quiet, you have that stillness under the water. And then you might be really excited to see these dolphins. Then you realize, okay, I have to come up for air. And then you come up for air, you big gasp, your lungs expand. You're in this completely joyful, expansive state. So you're in this very physical state of expansion. So you're breathing, you're oxygenating the body, the blood flow is coming through. Again, you have that sun on your face. And so you're just completely enveloped in this very physical experience. And so your lungs are expanding, and then they're contracting, they're expanding, contracting. What else does this remind us of?
Yes.
And so it's an orgasmic experience. You know, it's fully elated, it's full, and you're in full bliss. And then, you know, you're holding the breath, and underwater you have the audio stillness, you have the stillness of maybe even hearing your heartbeat to a certain degree. Or at least feeling it and feeling it in that stillness. And then you come up, you take that air in, every cell is filled again. So it's just this full body experience.
I love that, the way you describe it. And also going on this journey with you, I know you've been swimming with dolphins, as you mentioned, Malia, for like over a decade now. So this is like you, it seems like you had this special bond with them. Like you were going in and they were all coming toward you. And I was like wondering, what's the secret recipe, right? Like they love you and you have this dance and relationship with them. How do you cultivate that? Is that the state of being in your body? Tell us more about, was it like that from the beginning?
Yes. I, you know, my parents are from Hawaii. So I grew up, you know, lots of just teaching myself the free dive, you know, in Hawaii, I'm going under the water a lot. So I was always a water baby. So always, you know, really still relationship with the water. I've always been more of an observer and a listener as well. And I think that I also scuba dive, and I've also, you know, my dad was the one that got me into that around 14 or 15. And we would go together and he would always say, wow, you use your oxygen so slowly and you're just so calm. And he would just feel this calmness next to me in the water and just kind of observe. And so it really has to do a lot with this stillness, this centering, just this watching and this listening. And it's not always easy because sometimes people have more anxieties around the water, or that's, you know, part of the healing experience of doing something like that for them. But I think it's once you come to center, you open yourself. Another thing that, you know, regarding this is that I learned on the retreat. So my mom passed away just a month and a half after we attended the retreat in August. And I knew my body knew it was coming. I you know, in my mind, I thought she had a few more years to live, but something in my body knew. So there was deep grieving, and there's a deep grieving. And she actually came to me in a dream a few weeks ago, and I had a really contracted day. I was a lot of heaviness, a lot of holding, a lot of anxiety. And she came to me in the dream and she said, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, it's all not always easy, but when you're in a contracted state, we can't spend time together. You have to be in an open state. You have to be, you know, open with the breath, open with the body, you know, have that soft lightness inside. And when you have that open channel, then you can receive, then you'll attract so much more. And we'll be in that same realm, the psychedelic realm, the dolphin realm, the orgasmic realm, all of those realms that you'll have a direct line. So point being is that basically when you're in that open state, you release control, you let go of control. Control and intimacy can't live in the same zone. So the more we're able to release a little bit of control, we can really hone in with the intimacy. And that intimacy will attract these magical beings and can have a circle of dolphins around you in many different forms.
Thank you for sharing that. Such a beautiful lesson. Like one of the lifelong lessons I'm cultivating is being more in this space of present and surrender. Like I remember when I went into the water, I was like, I'm going to chase the dolphin. Like, I'm going to make this happen. Like anything else in my life. Right. Like, oh, I'm going to seduce you like very aggressively. And they swam away, like they completely were gone. And sometimes our embodied experiences like that, like we really want that orgasm. Like maybe that's something that we're trying to cultivate and we're focusing on it. And we're like, you know, like in our mind and just not happening. So I know, Amelia, that you're talking about that.
Exactly. Exactly. And then we can even flow into the psychedelic experience. And when we talk about each of these things, we're just talking about the other thing, too. And with the psychedelic experience, our teacher says, expect nothing and gain everything. So it's kind of that same relinquishing of control and being open to the experience. And once we kind of, okay, oh, I want to see my dead grandmother, or I want to let go of this trauma, or I don't want to feel this way anymore. And when that's not typically not how it works. And when we can go in with an intention, we can go in with a strong intention. I want to connect. I want to be open to what spirit has to show me. But when we try to chase it, you know, in all these ways, chase orgasm, chase the dolphins, then it's coming from that grabbing kind of energy. So it's not, then it's more in that contracted state. So the more that we can open, just be in all of these experiences, the more that we can learn.
This reminds me of one of the most vivid memories I have of being, I call it like a dolphin sandwich. I dove down and there was a mama and a baby. And I remember just feeling so calm, like I didn't have to breathe air. And I was down there for a long time. And mama and baby, like baby was on my belly, mama was on my back. And we just swam together in this beautiful, rhythmic and fluid motion. And it was such like transcendent bliss of just anxiety, all anxiety's gone, and just full presence and full joy and just being here now.
Such a beautiful experience, and receiving that love and having this embodied experience that can be very healing. And I'm grateful for you, Amy, to provide that opportunities for many, many people. And we're going to talk about the retreat that they're doing. But also I want to talk a little bit more about psychedelic, because I know many people experience healing from their erotic block challenges that they have. Sometimes people use it in the context of the kind of with their partner. So it's more sensual, sexual. But for some people, in safer environments, they can process their trauma. I know you both have that provided like this container for many people to experience this healing. And I'm kind of curious to hear more about your experiences on those spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think all of these containers that we set up, it starts with communication. It starts with the set and the setting, meaning the thinking about with all of these experiences, it's possible for our senses to be very heightened, you know, on all of these experiences. I mean, that's part of it, right? We're really tuning in to our senses. And so just thinking of everything around us to create this space where, okay, everything from the sound to the visual to the textures to everything around us, okay, what can be a place that can be very safe, very held for us to be able to let go, feel safe to let go, open? Because of course we need our discernment. We need to have control sometimes, and we need to have discernment. We need to have all of these things. But in that's the beauty of these containers that we set. So, okay, let's make everything very comfy, cozy. Let's communicate our needs, anything that we experienced in the past that might affect our experience now in this moment, any kind of health, you know, anything like that. And then the setting of the mind. So the mindset. So how have we prepared? How have we, okay, some really big things might come up when we're swimming with the dolphins, when we're in the psychedelic experience, when we're in a sexual experience. And I know that for me, I've definitely landed in tears because of the intensity, you know, because of the intensity. So it's opened us, all of these experiences are opening us up to feel potentially a lot of intensity. And so for the psychedelic kind of the setting for that is to ensure, you know, all of these things are set first. And then we can have the experience of maybe a lot of intensity coming up, maybe some memories. And so it's really important to, for the setting, after the setting, the integration, being able to talk to someone. It's sometimes people go to these situations where they don't really have any family and friends that they told or maybe that would support. So they come and we want to make sure that they have somebody to talk to process with after. So important to be able to process through the body. So in movement, in meditation, and you know, somatic practices, breath work, again, breath work. Breath work is a great preparation for swimming with dolphins, you know, for preparing us to be able to go under the water. That's another reason the dolphins were following me, because when you dive down, they kind of, okay, they're curious, they're interested, they circle around you. And then also, I mean, the breath in a sexual experience, a self-pleasure experience, huge. I mean, the whole thing can be, if you're just breathing very shallow, you're contracted, you're holding on, you don't even know what you're doing with the breath, you might not be able to expand at all. Or if you are very practiced in a self-pleasure kind of way, maybe taking it to another degree could be really focusing on the breath and how much can I keep expanding, and that can keep my orgasm going and expanding until that involuntary contraction finally comes and you drop into that space. And then the same thing with the psychedelic experiences, the breath is also the guide as well. So we come back to center and we come back to where we are with the breath as well. So the breath is another thing that connects all of these modalities as well.
Absolutely. And I know many people experience breath orgasms. Like, I know a colleague mm-hmm. just went to a retreat and she cultivated that skill. I'm not there yet. That's on my bucket list. But you're right. Breathing can kind of like help you to experience different levels of pleasure, and also connect with your body is just so important in all of these yeah. modalities. And also, I think there is a healing in the communities, right? I know many times people do psychedelics in small groups or in the community or hopefully with someone else, because that yeah. connection is very mm-hmm. powerful.
Very much. The pod. Yeah, the dolphin pod and our human pods. And that was another beautiful thing about swimming with the dolphins on Amy's retreat, was we, at the beginning, our ocean guides, they told us, oh, we're going to be swimming with the pods. We want to stick together. We want to stick together. You know, my first thought's like, oh, well, I want to dive down. And I had this vision in my head. And then I really started to understand it. And I think we, throughout the week, we really started to communicate with one another. And like, yes, when we stick together, the dolphins love it. They're their pod, we're our pod. They're not confused where we go all over the place. They would be right with us. And also in one of the most beautiful things about the ceremonial experience, ayahuasca mushroom experience, is the community. And I think it's helped myself definitely, and many people gain more trust for people, more connection in a sexual kind of context. It helps people just drop into empathy and like, I'm feeling what you're feeling what I'm feeling. We can find the words maybe to bridge these, you know, bridge this and be able to communicate better with one another.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Amy, you introduced me to psychedelic assisted therapy. And speaking of the container, we did this ketamine assisted experiences in a local clinic, which has its own benefits. Definitely, it was a different experience. And I was sharing with Amy back then that what I need is more working on my relational trauma. And I know that the experiences I experienced with you, Amy, and other colleagues, been very, very powerful in healing that component, like the relational component, in a way that the talk therapy hasn't done it for me. And I love talk therapy. I've been like most of my life in therapy. Probably I'm going to remain in therapy for the rest of my life just because of this unique, powerful experience. But these healing experiences through psychedelic also can be additional tools.
Yeah, absolutely. And Malia, you talked about kind of setting it up with the setting and the integration. Those all are such necessary components when you're doing work with psychedelics, dolphins, and also with intimate. When you're intimate with a partner and having a sexual experience, because if you are contracted or there's anxieties or, you know, future tripping or anticipatory fears, then that can get into the way and create some barriers to really receive that, the healing. So setting it up where we're talking about all of these fears, anxieties, having kind of a preparation and ceremony with creating that beautiful safety container. And then you do intention with the medicine, like it thanking the medicine too, and welcoming. I always like to say, welcome whatever the medicine is going to reveal. You know, we let go of any and all expectations, because really the medicine, whether it's dolphin medicine, as sex, erotic medicine, or psychedelic medicine, it really reveals kind of what we need to tend to, what we might need to release, to feel this kind of surrendering, to be fully present. Because we live in a world where we're always kind of plugged in. And what I'm seeing, like in my personal life and also professionally, like in communal too, we are really needing to seek and put more effort into quieting down and like unplugging to get to that fully present space.
Mm-hmm. I love that you highlighted it. Many of my clients said they struggle with having good sexual experiences. They struggle with that pivoting, the intentional part, like, or just the mind is busy and sex is something else in their to-do list. That they just like, they're not present, they're not in the body. So having the time to be intentional, being in your body is really powerful. And aftercare can be very connecting. I think that's the part that also many people are missing. I know when I heard you guys were doing another retreat, I was like, oh my God, you guys need to come on the show, talk about it. I personally did a retreat that you had a few months ago, and Malia is such a force in the community and in the work that she does in psychedelic work and healing. So for our listeners that they are curious about your upcoming retreat, could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So this intention is awakening joy, as you've heard us say, it's just this joyful experience. And then why joy? Joy, you have to be present. So we've said presence a lot. We've said joy, right? And so to experience joy, you have to be present, you know, and the dolphins help us so much with this element of presence. I know from this experience of my losing my mom, who was my best friend, very involved in my life, you know, a huge difference in my life. So it's a major grieving component here. And I have been able to go back and be in that presence with the dolphins. And what the dolphins taught me on the trip were, moments are fleeting. You know, everything is temporary. Moments are fleeting. We can have these blissful, beautiful moments, our lifetime with a family member, and they will pass, but it's okay. And we will have more, and the waves will continue. So awakening joy for anybody that is experiencing grief, that wants to connect more with their bodies, that will be in the water, feeling that water against our skin, feeling buoyant and weightless. You can be 300 pounds and feel like a beautiful mermaid and feel so held in the water. So anybody that is struggling with anything with themselves, self-love, disconnection in any kind of way, wanting to invigorate creativity. There's a man on the island who built this house called the Dolphin House. And it's just, I think it's just such a beautiful relic of this man swam with the dolphins once. And then he was inspired to create this masterpiece, this beautiful piece of art for people to bring people together to come to visit. So it's about creation. It's about releasing. It's about all of these things, awakening joy, being present. And we have all of these modalities to work with around it. We have an optional plant medicine ceremony for those who want to spend a day off the boat and dive into that. And we have every morning we will have a somatic yoga to really get in breath work. So it'll help us calm, you know, any kind of, if you are working with fear of the water, anything like that, we will have a lot of work around that. So we're the breath work to cultivate just more presence, more relaxation, fun. We're going to have fun. It's so fun celebrating with our sisters. This is a women. This one is a women's retreat. So we will have all liberty to be the vulvas, to skinny dip in the ocean, if that's where it takes us. To have those period conversations, all the sexuality conversations in a really super supportive container.
And something that I love too that happens like on our way back is we have a dance party on the boat. And it's such a beautiful way to kind of celebrate and release and connect, enjoy. So I know that my last retreat was dancing with the dolphins. And this one, you know, Malia and I were just, and I've been wanting to do a retreat with Malia. So I'm so excited that we are doing this one and maybe many more to come in our future. But this one, Awaken Joy, is very special. We have a special discount for mothers and daughters or VFFs that's running until, is that the whole time? Malia, yeah, I think that's running.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So please check out our website. I know it will be in our show and Naz's show notes. But Bimini is a very special island too. The water is crystal clear, blue. So visibility is just incredible. And every day is different. So
And we swim over the stones, the Bimini of Bimini Road. So this is where the myth of Atlantis comes from. So it brings in a little bit of that playful magic as well.
Yeah.
I really appreciated it. And what I also, I know Amy knows that I had a tragic loss of dear client there. But again, the environment was so healing, going back to what you talked about, Malia, that was such a unique experience. We can have difficult experiences and this can be a new experience. So I think like with people who have fear of water, we had a lovely lady that like one of our people who were part of the journey, she was struggling, but she like the dolphin experience was so powerful for her. So there's been just so many powerful moments, like at least like you also are able to experience joy of other people, like in a way, conversion that like you feel during sex, that you say, oh my God, like getting joy from someone else's joy is something else that you have the opportunity to experience. And Amy, I know you wanted to say something and I got excited.
Oh, no. I love that. I wanted also to note too, if people are not good swimmers or they haven't snorkeled before, what I love about this retreat and Wild Quest, who we're partnered with, we first go to a snorkel spot, and it's a beautiful snorkel spot. So you're getting comfortable in the water and making sure the gear is fitting well. And the staff at Wild Quest is so amazing. And Malia and I are there too to help support. So by day, I would say three, day four, everybody kind of feels really adjusted. And, you know, we had a 71-year-old woman who had broken her neck, you know, 5 years prior, was very nervous to get into the water and didn't the first couple days, and then started to slowly feel safer and comfortable and got herself in and got to swim with the dolphins. And it was our entire group was so joyful to see this amazing accomplishment that she really wanted to do, and then she faced her fears. So I did want to say that too. There's a lot of practice with having the snorkel gear on, and the water in Bimini is just so warm. It's so buoyant and really good for the body to like, it's like a big Epsom salt bath because it's so salty and you're so buoyant. So it really is gentle and softening on the body as well.
Well, I can't wait to hear it like this time. I know I shared with you guys that I have a newborn. So this time, if I didn't have a newborn, I would love to go. But this was like last time was such a healing experience that I highly recommend all the vulva owners that they feel called for to check it out. And thank you so much, Malia and Amy, for coming in the show. All the information will be in the show notes. And I know you also both do separately lots of beautiful ceremony services. So all of that also will be included in the show notes. And thank you so much for coming in the show.
Thank you so much. Oh, it's amazing.
Bye there.
Yeah.
As we wrap up today, I hope this conversation invited you to think differently about healing, pleasure, and what it really means to feel embodied and alive in your body. Whether it stirred curiosity, inspiration, or simply a sense of permission to explore connection in new ways, I hope you carry that with you. And before you go, I want to share a quick reminder. LA Love Lab is coming up in about 3 weeks, and spots are limited. If you're single and living in California and looking for a more intentional, psychologically grounded way to meet people, this might be exactly what you've been waiting for. LA Love Lab is a curated matchmaking experience led by psychologists designed to help you connect through meaningful conversation, guided activities, and real-time chemistry, not endless swiping. Because spots are limited, I encourage you to apply soon if you're feeling curious. You can find the application link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Sexology Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Sexology Podcast. For more great content, visit www.sexologypodcast.com. Please be advised that information presented on this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health provider.